Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate these absolute heroes of the faith, St. Isaac Jogues, St. John de Brebeuf, and companion martyrs of North America. They are heroes of the faith because they lived lives that were utterly heroic. These men came from France. And what did they leave in France, these Jesuit missionaries? Well, in France, they had family, of course. They had friends. They had a relatively comfortable life, prestige in academic careers. These were refined men. And so they leave all of this for what? To make an arduous journey across the Atlantic over to the wilderness, the forests of North America. And there they have to deal with all kinds of hardship, okay? Just basically living outdoors, subject to the elements, the heat of the summer, the cold of the winter, the insects. And they're greeted by the American Indians who send them through the gauntlet of torture. All right, they have to live in the wigwams amidst the filth and the vermin and the immorality. So all of this is what they're greeted with and what they knew was coming to them. And so what was it? Why did they do that? As the scripture says, the love of Christ urges us on. And so it was the love of Christ for the sake of the gospel and the love of their neighbor for the sake of the salvation of the souls of those Indians. And in fact, they did convert many and saved many souls. So we pray in the Mass today that their toil and the shedding of their blood strengthen our faith, right? By the toil of Saints John de Brebeuf, Isaac Jogues, and companions, and by the shedding of their blood through their intercession, that our faith may be strengthened day by day. And so the example of these great martyrs should strengthen our faith. And we think about the situation of the faith here in America, right? 78% of Catholics don't go to Mass on Sunday. You know, that's not the reason why St. Isaac Jogues had his fingers chewed off, so that we could take Sundays and not go to Mass. Or the reason why Noel Chabanel had a hatchet buried in his head, so that Catholics in America could vote for pro-abortion politicians. No, these North American martyrs didn't make these sacrifices so that we could just throw away the faith. They made these sacrifices so that our faith would be strengthened and that we would carry on their mission and propagate the faith in our own time. And so today we ask for the intercession of these great martyrs of North America for the faith in our country, for all Catholics here, that their faith will be strengthened and that the faith will be spread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.